Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you, and I appreciate you listening to Reality Spirituality Radio. This show has been on in some form or another for a little over 3 years, and of course, when I began, I couldn't put two sentences together. But as life, as we all are here to evolve and grow, the show has grown, my audience has grown, I've grown, and this show sometimes we have guests and sometimes it's just me and my audience. I love to interact live with my audience. It is, today is Ask Rebecca Anything, and that means Ask Rebecca Anything about whatever is going on in your life. But a little bit of background of this show and who I am. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what the hell does that mean? That means that my priority, my goal, my agenda, my intention, my commitment in this life, at least up until now, who knows what's going to happen in the future, but is happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm really talking about a feeling of contentment. You know, I had a definition of happiness years ago, 3 years ago, four years ago, 5 years ago. And today, what is the date? November 8th, 2014, my definition of happiness is contentment in the present moment. Contentment with whatever happens to me and whatever doesn't happen to me. Contentment and peace. Peace in mind, peace in my soul, peace. My energy is that of calm and peace because I cannot control anything that happens to me. I can't control what happens. I can't control what doesn't happen. I cannot control what I am going to experience. I mean, I've given up. One of the things about being happy is you have to give up control. You have to give up that energy of trying to control anything or anyone. Any type of control subtracts from the energy of happiness. Any type of wanting to control a person, a place, a circumstance, an event, the next moment subtracts from happiness. So what I've had to do, which, listen, trust me, I was the biggest control addicted freak you would ever want to meet. And what is it when I wanted to control, or I had this urge to control, or I thought I could, which is really an illusion? What it was really saying. And listen, one thing you know about me on the show is I am honest and truthful about my journey. The reason why I have this desire to control my future, to control other people, to control circumstances was, okay, ready for this one? Because I was out of control. I was out of control. Anytime you meet somebody that's controlling, the reason is they're because they are out of control. And I'm talking about an internal out of control. And what I've had to do, that didn't take, wasn't overnight, probably a couple of years, a lot of trial and error, a lot of bumping my head into the wall, a lot of crashing, a lot of burning, and a lot of patience, a lot of patience with the journey. One of the things that I've had to do to feel, to experience more happiness and more contentment is to let go of the steering wheel. Let go of trying to drive this. Let go of what's going to happen tomorrow. Let go of all of it. In fact, it's so crazy that honestly, unless I'm getting on a plane, unless I've made a commitment to speak, unless I have an appointment at the dentist, I do not even plan my moments throughout my day. I really don't. Now, if I have a job, of course, I have to get to, but everything else, I just let the universe guide me and direct me and move me to the inspiration to act, the inspiration to create, the inspiration. Honestly, my dear audience, honestly, this letting go of control and letting go of all of it and not even planning this list of things to do. Well, yeah, of course there are things that I have to get done, you know, deadlines. But other than that, I'm telling you, I'm like a leaf in the wind. I just blow wherever the universe takes me, and it actually feels lighter, and it's a different way of living. Now, what I want to share, and I have a few people in the queue, and I'm going to definitely get to my callers because one of the things I love to do is to talk to my audience live, but just a couple more things I want to say about this show. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out now. You can get it on Amazon. You can also get it on my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. And it is a book that took me probably 10, 15 years to write, and the only reason why is because any time before that, I wasn't ready to write the book. I didn't have the information that I needed to write this book. And now that I go back and I kind of, you know, read over it, I'm even different than the book. In other words, what I've learned from that book is going into my second book, which I haven't really formulated it exactly, but it's going to be about all the things that I've learned that I have to unlearn. In other words, the things that I thought were true, the things that I thought were real, the way I looked at life, my perspective, my behavior, all of those things I have to unlearn. And I really wanted to talk about unlearning because last night, listen, this show is so right in time. Last night, I was watching one of my favorite television shows. Now, I don't have a lot. I have maybe a handful. And one of my favorite television shows, it's actually a recent favorite, maybe in the last 10 months or so, a year, is Top Chef with Gordon Ramsay. Now, I'm gonna admit that, you know, I didn't like Gordon yelling at people, screaming at people. He's had other shows, and I was not drawn to that. But for some reason, this Top Chef show, which is they gather, people from all over the country, and they all compete to be a top chef. And they are eliminated. People are eliminated every week based on, you know, their cooking or something didn't come out right or for whatever reason. Then there's three judges. And I really enjoy watching people create cooking. I mean, I like to cook, but I'm not on that level, trust me. But I really enjoy liking, you know, watching people create and watching people go through this challenge and this competition. It's interesting to me. I have to say that I started watching Top Chef, and it was with all of adults. It was with grown people. You know, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s. Maybe there's been some people older than that. And I've only been watching it a couple of seasons. And inevitably, in every single episode, the contestants are at each other's throat. They don't like the other person. They talk about someone else. It's you can tell that they're not friends. Now, there are some contestants that I guess their energy is more compatible, and they have a little bond, and they become friends on the show. But for the most part, these contestants are, it's dog eat dog type of energy, dog eat dog. And I'm looking at the show and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that's it was interesting to me. But I see shows all the time, and I know people in real life all the time, and it is about looking at someone else and finding something wrong with them, or talking about another person in a negative way, or just really, it's all about non-acceptance and not loving and not embracing. And anytime you talk about anyone else in a negative way, and anytime you're not embracing another person and you have something negative to see about them, some kind of comment that isn't very flattering, well, it really is a testament. It is a mirror of what you are. It's who you see yourself as. So whenever, and that's another thing, that really subtracts from happiness. Anytime you're judging or pointing your finger or thinking there's something wrong with someone else, you're really talking about yourself. Ouch. Yeah, that was a hard one for me to really understand and get, because, that took a while to get. But it's true. So in the Top Chef with the adults, it is dog-eat-dog, people talking about other people, people not liking other people, people sabotage, people yelling at each other. And I have to say, I watched the show. Now, yesterday was the first time, I don't know if it came out last week, but it was the first time I watched Top Chef Junior Edition. Top Chef Junior Edition. And it was with children between the ages of 8. And I believe the oldest was 12. Could have been older than that. They might have some children that are older than 12. But I know there was one young girl who was 8, and there was a young man who was 12. So all of that in between. But they were children, of course, you know, junior Top Chef. State the obvious, Rebecca. But what this is the difference. And I sat watching the show, and my mouth was hanging open. Because these kids, when they were cooking and they were challenged and they were, you know, put under a pressure test, they call it a cooking pressure test, the children would look behind them and say, do you have some chicken broth, or may I borrow some of your garlic, or in other words, they were acting as if their fellow contestants were friends. It was really amazing to me. Not only did they feel free to ask each other to help, you know, for help, or do you have this ingredient? I don't have it. Or did you pick this up? Where is it? Can I share? And they all said yes. Every single one of those children, I think there were 16 of them, all just had open arms, and they were all sharing whatever they had willingly. There was one little girl who she was making mashed potatoes. And she tasted her mashed potatoes. This was during like an hour, a challenge. They only had 1 hour to make this dish. And so she was tasting her mashed potatoes, and she realized that her mashed potatoes were too salty. And she started crying. She stood there and she started crying. And I have to say that these kids stopped what they were doing and went over to her and said, it'll be okay. Don't worry about it. Even to the point where the judges, who are adults, because they didn't know that she was crying, went to, you know, what's going on, what's wrong. She explained it. Even the adults, the judges, that are usually very, very blunt and curt and quite frankly, you know, little testy with their when they speak to the contestants, even the judges changed their energy. In other words, they had compassion. They cared. You know, you can't stand there as an adult yelling at a 9-year-old because they screwed up the dish. And in fact, one of the contestants made a chicken dish and the chicken was raw. And so she started crying, of course. Oh, hold on a second. Oh no, what happened here with my? Oh please. Now let's see. Hold on a second, audience. Hold on, audience. What the heck? How do I stop it? How do I stop it? Oh, there you go. Sorry, audience. A little technical glitch. So where was I? Oh, and the children went over one by one, by one by one, and comforted this little girl. Now, that behavior does not exist in Top Chef adults. These kids stopped cooking and went over to this young girl, and all of them, every single one of them, went over to comfort. And they, even their comments were, gee, you know, I hope she feels better. I feel bad for her. Sorry that she's going through this. So as children and as adults, the show has a different energy. And Top Chef Junior Edition, there is a embracing, loving, yeah, there's competition, but it's not doggy dog, I hate you. And if they win, if the person wins for their dish or is chosen to be saved that week because their dish was that good, the other kids congratulate them. And they clap and they really want the best for their fellow contestants. Where the hell did we lose this? How did we all grow out of this kind of behavior? How did we grow out of it? How did we unlearn what all of us obviously had as children? Those questions are really important because there is a, I don't remember where this quote is from, but it really talks about how to achieve this feeling of contentment and happiness. You really do have to go back to being 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, that mentality of nobody's out to get you. Nobody is your enemy. You're not comparing yourself to someone else. Well, they have this and I don't. And it's just, I'm telling you, the energy, and even the judges, the people that love to yell at adults, they were even kind with their criticism. They were kind with their instructions. And you don't get kind with your instructions when you're on the Top Chef adult. So I wanted to share that with my audience, and then I'm going to go to my callers right now and ask you, what is it that you think that you need to unlearn, that you were taught, that you were conditioned to believe, that is really, truly part of who you are right now? What is it that you can let go of? Good question, huh? I like it. All right, we're going to go to my first caller. I have a few callers, and this is area code 201. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Nice. Thank you for calling in. What's going on, sweetie?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question. Is someone from my past trying to contact me? I received like 3 anonymous calls already, and I don't know if it's a telemarketer or who it is.
I love questions like this. I love questions like this. Now, one of the things, is this the first time you've listened to the show? No.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it is. Okay, good. I love my new listeners. One of the things that I really love to do is empower my audience. In other words, I will answer your question, but I also want you to be able to answer your own questions. I want you to be able to really trust your intuition and really trust your connection with the universe, past lives, present lives, all of those entities. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about, just for a second, just play with me a little bit, my dear Rosie Rose, just for a second, let's talk about how much do you trust your connection with the universe, with energy, with God, with whatever spirit, whatever you want to call it. How strong is your own intuition?
I don't think it's that strong. I don't think that I'm very psychic or intuitive. I don't make bad decisions. I'm not perfect, but I don't feel that I'm too intuitive.
Well, I'm going to say that you are intuitive, but what it is, it's like any other skill or any other gift. It's all about just practicing, and it's kind of like the story that I was talking about earlier about children and what we've learned, because that wasn't a class. And when I was growing up, you know, how to be more intuitive or how to really listen to your inner voice and how to, you know, how to really trust all of that. I mean, I didn't learn all of that. I'm learning it now. But I just want to share with you that you are intuitive. We all are. And I want you to start trusting that. I want you to start believing that. I just want you to start practicing it. What do you think? Does that sound like it feels good to you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I can feel you, honey. I can feel you. I felt that. Yeah. Okay. So your question to me is somebody trying to contact you from a past life? You said
no, a past relationship.
Oh, a past relationship. I don't know why I thought it was. You said past life. Maybe I my hearing. Oh, a past relationship. So you're saying that.
I received 3 anonymous calls, and that's my question. Is this someone from my past trying to contact me?
And so my question to you is, why are you not picking up the phone?
I wasn't here.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, you weren't there. And you want to know if somebody from your past is trying to contact you. Well, I would say somebody is trying to contact you. Are you thinking that it might be a guy?
Yes.
Are you hoping that it might be a guy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just saw that it was anonymous calls. I'm like, I wonder who that is.
Okay. And this has been, how do I say this? It's like a focus of yours. It's like you're holding on to that because you want an answer, right?
It's not that important. I just wanted to come up with a question to ask you. So I thought that was a good one.
Oh, well, I'm going to say that it is a good question, but I would like you to ask me another question. I would like you to ask me a question that you are challenged by, that you're having challenges with right in your journey right now. If you'd like, if you feel comfortable doing that.
Okay.
Because you said it wasn't really that important, and I really don't think that sometimes people call in with a question, but it's really not what they really want to know, or there's something else that they really want information on. I'm just getting a sense that you really want something a little bit more of substance than okay, somebody's calling me as an anonymous caller, and then who is that? Is there something else with more substance that I can really sink my teeth into to assist today?
No, I kind of wanted an answer to that question.
Okay, well, an answer to that question is there somebody that's trying to contact you? I have to say I don't know. That's my answer. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I love those kind of calls. I love those kind of calls. I mean, oh my God, this show is so interesting to me. And there's so many type of wonderful people that listen to the show, and so many wonderful people that call. And I'm not putting any judgments. I'm not putting any labels. I'm not even going to say what the hell was that about. Whatever it was about, it was perfect. Whatever it was, whatever the truth is about that call and about my dear Rose that called and wanted that answer, I'm so good with it. And more importantly, let me just share something with you, my dear audience. 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago when I first started this show, a call like that, a call where there was someone calling in, and then I really didn't have an answer, and I asked if there was something else, and I can feel energy from the other person, energy of, you know, not really being really happy with my answer, would have bothered me for a whole day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. I only wanted people that called in that I could assist. I only wanted people to call in that were happy to call in. I didn't want anybody to call in disagree with my concept. And oh God, it would have been a total disaster. But today I welcome all callers. I welcome all energy. I welcome every single question, and I love it all. It's about being in the moment, flowing, being okay with all of it, not taking it personally, not taking it seriously, and moving on. Next moment. And I have some other people in the queue, but no one wants to really say hello. So let me do this. This is what I like to call a slow news day, a slow reality spirituality news day. What I really would like you to think about what I said earlier about unlearning and kind of focusing on what you think that it was going on in your life that you might have to unlearn. Do you have to unlearn that? Do you have to, unlearn that? Is unlearn a word? Do you have to unlearn that someone is responsible for your feelings? Someone else is responsible for your happiness. Someone else is to blame for your anger. Someone else is to blame for your dissatisfaction. Is it really someone else? The answer is all of your problems, all of your solutions, all of your answers can all be found in the mirror. Every single answer to every single problem is found in the mirror. I want to share one of my favorite concepts, and it's called the bitter pill of dissatisfaction. And this is one from one of my chapters in my book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, the bitter pill of dissatisfaction. And I want to say that the more you are in harmony with yourself, the more that you are in harmony and in contentment and in alignment with the universe and in peace and peace within yourself, the more you will be in harmony and at peace with the world. Know that you're always changing, you're always evolving, you're not the same person that you were, that you were yesterday, that you were a month ago, that you were 6 months ago. Especially if your focus and your commitment is on happiness. Because when you commit to wanting to be happier, there are things that you have to do. There are things to do every single day. There are things to pay attention to focus on every single day. You're never going to be bored, my dear audience, trust me. But what's going to happen is you're going to start shedding. You're going to start letting go of. You're going to start releasing a lot of old behavior, a lot of getting attached to what somebody says to you, being offended, wanting to know who called me, wanting to know what my next moment is going to be. What? I don't care. My new mantra is, listen to this one, this is one of my mantras, is Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. And I say that because there were too many things in my life that I cared about. There were too many things in my life that I cared about that actually detracted from my happiness. So if it's not adding to my happiness, I really can't put any attention on it. I really can't put any focus on it. I really need to just keep it moving. And that's what I want to leave you with today, that you have control over your perspective. You have control over your behavior, your words, your feelings, your emotions, your energy, your personal vibration. You have control over whether you allow someone to irritate you, annoy you, anger you. You have control over all of that. And with that, you are powerful. You have intuitive abilities. You have the ability to listen to your inner voice and make decisions and trust. The road, this journey is not a skip in the park. It is a road less traveled. It is a road that, quite frankly, my dear audience, let me just be real, is bumpy, is lumpy, is hills, ditches, detours. But when you make the commitment that happiness is your goal and happiness is your number one and contentment is your number one agenda, until you breathe your last breath, you are going to start having a life that is going to feel like heaven, magic. And it's not because of what happens. And it's not because of what you do, what you accomplish, and it's not because of anything that you visualize that you want or desire. It's all because you're using this foundation of being connected and being who you truly are, which is this big ball of peace in the first place. You are contentment. That's who you are naturally. So it's really about going back to your roots of who you are and letting go of what you're not. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tomorrow I have a guest. Her name is Genevieve Cohn. I am excited about that. She's got a story that is not only inspirational, but a story that is unique, and you will learn how this woman was gifted with multiple sclerosis and how that has changed her life and how she has used that as a positive and a springboard for even greater things. This is what I'm talking about. This is what this show is about. Reality Spirituality, again, is heard every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. My Facebook page, Reality Spirituality, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality Facebook page. And remember, until tomorrow, who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. Be patient and be kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Connect with me tomorrow. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. That's R.L.N.O.R.R.I.N.G.T.O.N. My latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. You can find it on Amazon and on my website. Free shipping in the United States. I love you, audience, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Have a great Reality Spirituality Day. Yeah, here goes the song. Here comes the song.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.